You think he's proud of you, Moret?
I hope so. I hope he's proud. I hope I'm making people proud. I try to tell people all the time I'm not perfect, but I'm trying to do the best that I can to please God. I may not cross every I or dot every T. Well, I said that wrong. I mean, I cross every T.
And dot every I.
Or dot every I. I know I don't. I know somewhere along the way I mess it up, but I just ask God to give me grace to grace and strength to strength. And so if I'm making somebody proud, then that's my prayer. First God and then everybody else.
None of us are perfect, and that's why we do have that sovereign God.
Yes.
Yes. The new project, what other songs or what can we expect on this project? Will it be a project as diverse as Dream, as you said? There was a little something of Moret Brown for everyone that would appeal to everyone on the Dream. Will it be the same thing on this project?
Yeah, absolutely. Just like you said, I think we hit the nail on the head with the Dream just so far as it presenting, like I said, all the parts of me. So, again, we tried to do that again. And not so much try to pattern a record after the Dream, because sometimes people do that. They go, okay, well, that worked. Let me do it again. But I was so excited about the Dream because it represented everything I had been doing for years. It wasn't just some kind of plan I hatched to try to make a good record. It was just, these are the songs I love, this is the way I love to sing them, and something about it resonated with God's people. So yes, again, we decided to do it live. I tried to choose songs that resonated with me first, and then hopefully I'll be able to interpret them and convince somebody else. There's, like you said, the song I Hear the Sound of Victory is the lead single. There are other songs on there that talk about God will see you through, don't be discouraged, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We got a song in there that talks about God is an awesome God. So just more of the songs that hit me first. And if they hit me first, I'm a pretty good convincer. And so I like to say that I can convince an old person or a young person or even a baby to try to follow Jesus and to serve him better.
Listening to Moret Brown Clark, I have a hard time sometimes trying to distinguish whether I like Moret Brown Clark with the up-tempo sound, or whether I like Moret Brown Clark with the ballads. You're great on both. Which one do you prefer?
I'm old now, so the slow song. I need more time to get the words out. You know, I don't know. It just depends. It depends on, I don't know which one I like better. Mm-hmm. I like the upbeat Moret because it allows me to just be free. I'm the type of person that I will enter his gates with thanksgiving, and I feel like where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So I should be able to do, praise the Lord, however I want. If that's kicking my heels up or waving my hands or doing cartwheels, I just feel like that's what I'm going to do because I serve a great God and he's done great things. But then the flip side of that is, you know, there are times when I'm alone. As much as I love to be in around people or in front of people, there's that much desire to just kind of be alone with the Lord and alone with myself. So I don't know which one I love the best. I think they both represent what I am. Even the mid-tempo things, kind of mid-tempo, just laid-back kind of songs. I feel like that's a big part of me, too. So I just like all the pieces of me. How about that?
That sounds great. It's our guest, Moret Brown Clark. We can pick up I Hear the Sound of Victory on iTunes. Do you Facebook, Twitter?
I am on Facebook. I am not of Facebook.
Okay.
No, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. You can go to my website, MoretBrownClark.com, and get information about where I'll be singing or updated pictures and bio. We just redid the website brand new, so there's lots of new, very cool pictures on there. I'm not looking like I'm going to the grocery store. I'm looking like I'm trying to be cute for Jesus. So make sure you check that out. And just like I said, like you said, go to iTunes and pick up the song. If you like it, give it a 5-star rating. That's 5 stars, 5 stars. I think it'll be a blessing to you. My mother says that my music has a habit of sneaking up on you. That, and I try to set the premise of the song. I don't just come right out the gates as they say, slapping you with the song. I try to set the premise so that by the time the end comes, I get it and you get it, and we're kind of losing our minds together. So I just want to encourage everybody to go and get the single, listen to it a few times, and really let it bless you.
She is the princess of praise and worship. She's cute. She's beautiful. She is Miss Morette Brown-Clot. Morette, it has been a pleasure talking to you, like always. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thank you for playing my music. My dream has always been that my music go further than I could physically take it. So, like I say, the fact that I'm in Maryland today and talking to you in Virginia, it really is just a testament to what God has already done and what he's continuing to do in my life. So I just thank you so much from the bottom of my heart and from my ministry. Thank you just for your support.
You are welcome, and it's always a pleasure. When you get great music, you can do nothing else but play it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Morette. It's our guest, Morette Brown-Clot, on Star 1310.